Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking now on Fox 50, rescue teams from around the world are scrambling to save lives after that massive earthquake in Syria and Turkey. What's complicating their efforts as the death toll rises?
And I'm following breaking news in Wake County, a crash on I-40 in Garner and a miles-long backup. I'll show you which exits to avoid.
And a new interstate coming to Johnston County. Why the town of Clayton is trying to get people involved in the conversation.
Thank you for joining us on your Tuesday morning. A lot to tell you about this morning. We're starting out sunny again, which is some good news to start off with, right?
It is really good. Alongside Michelle McConaughey, I'm Jeff Hogan. Welcome to your Tuesday here. So we get things rolling at 8 o'clock. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRO Severe Weather Center. I tell you, that's the legislative building behind you. I'd be playing hooky today. It looks great out there.
It does. Doesn't this look so beautiful? You're not playing hooky, though. I see you over there. It's too late for you. 39 is our temperature. So we just started to see those temperatures bumping up. We did drop down to 34, 35 right here in the triangle. And so that sunshine's starting to warm us up a little bit. Still with some temperatures below freezing. 31 in Goldsboro. It's 32 in Rocky Mount, 29 in Southfield, 28 in Roxboro. But we're beginning to see that warm up. It was cold enough this morning for a little quick scrape, maybe a minute or two, to get the ice off the windshields. And there's definitely some frost on the grass this morning. But now that temperatures are warming up, you may not have to worry about it as much in the 8 o'clock hour, unless you're parked in the shade. Mid-50s at lunchtime, mid-60s this afternoon. That's what we saw for a high yesterday. So this afternoon will feel a whole lot like yesterday. The big thing that's new this morning is our rain for Friday into Saturday has slowed down. That means we may see rain for longer during the day. Saturday, I'll walk you through the timeline. Coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02, and we're following breaking news right now on I-40 westbound in Garner. We have a crash blocking a lane just before you get to the Jones Sausage Road interchange. So this is between the 70 Business Interchange and Jones Sausage Road. You can see on that camera at Jones Sausage that we have at least one of those lanes blocked on 40 westbound. As we take a look at the latest sensor update, it's about a 27-minute delay. So you're going to be stuck in traffic an additional half hour this morning coming in from 42 heading up through Garner. And that's going to affect you if you pick up 40 westbound from 42, from the Clayton Bypass, from Business 70. If you can get there at the Jones Sausage Road interchange, you're in good shape on 40 westbound heading up to the Beltline and beyond. We're working to get some details about exactly what lanes remain blocked out there on I-40 West. Over in Knightdale, look out for a crash on Knightdale Boulevard or 64 Business at Parkstone Town Boulevard. Heavy delays on that westbound side begin before you get to Smithfield Road this morning, so you need to allow some extra time through there. And unfortunately, we're also seeing some delays on 87 southbound this morning heading through Knightdale back toward Raleigh. In South Durham, watch for a crash on Fayetteville Road at MLK Parkway. Apparently a crash with injuries. We're still seeing some pretty heavy delays, especially on Fayetteville Road.
For the first time since a wave of threats and lockdowns at Wake County schools, the school board will discuss how to respond. WRAL's Laura Levine has been following this story, and she is live at East Millbrook Magnet Middle School with the district's plans to respond to how to improve school security. Laura?
Jeff, East Millbrook Middle School here behind me is one of six schools that went on lockdown recently after being targeted by those social media threats. And those threats, which we know have caused panic and disruptive school days. And that's what's pushing school leaders to take a harder look at more possible solutions. The Wake County Public School System Board of Education will take this conversation up today at its scheduled board meeting. The school board was already set to get an update on its school safety assessment and improvements, but board chair Lindsay Mahaffrey tells us they will take a deeper look at safety and security when it comes to addressing school threats. Some school leaders have also called on lawmakers to step in to strengthen laws that will hold people accountable.
It is concerning. So we're doing the work that we can as a school system. We are going to hear from representatives from Be Smart to talk about safe gun storage at our next board meeting. And I hope that families will tune in, because if you are a gun owner, or it's important that we make sure that our children do not get their hands on firearms for a multitude of reasons, and school safety being one of them.
This is a conversation that we will continue to follow throughout the day. That meeting begins at 3:30 this afternoon. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We're live in Raleigh.
In breaking news in Turkey, the search is growing for survivors after that deadly earthquake. New video on Fox 50 gives us an aerial view of the damage in southern Turkey. Just in the past few hours, we've learned the number of dead from the earthquake hit early yesterday morning has passed 5,000. At least 20,000 others are hurt. The U.S., China, and Iran are just a few of the countries sending aid to help in rescue efforts there. They say freezing weather is hampering their search. Officials expect that death toll to rise. And this story is developing quickly. We have a lot more to cover. Ahead in 10 minutes, local reaction to the earthquake and how you can send support.
Tonight, President Biden will deliver his annual State of the Union address on Capitol Hill, where you're looking live right now. This will be his first time speaking before a divided Congress as president. Aides say he spent weeks working on the hour-long address, which is expected to include calls for a universal price cap on insulin, as well as a tax on billionaires. Biden told reporters his address is aimed at the American people, not lawmakers.
Yeah, I want to talk to the American people and let them know the state of affairs, what's going on, why, what I'm looking forward to working on from this point on, what we've done, and just have a conversation with the American people.
Coverage of the State of the Union address begins tonight at 9 on WRAL.
Tonight will be Kevin McCarthy's first time watching the State of the Union as House Speaker. McCarthy gave his own speech ahead of times focused on spending. He says he wants a deal with President Biden to raise the debt ceiling, but he says that won't happen without spending cuts.
Finding compromise is exactly how governing in America is supposed to work, and exactly what the American people voted for just 3 months ago.
McCarthy did not say what spending should be cut, just that Social Security and Medicare are off the table. Experts say we'll default on our debt by summer without a deal.
A parent's bill of rights here in North Carolina could take a big step forward today. Republicans in the state Senate are expected to pass the bill after it got the green light from a key committee last night. The bill could require teachers to out some LGBTQ students to their parents. Critics say it poses dangers to LGBTQ students who don't live in accepting households. Supporters say students shouldn't keep secrets from their parents.
Today, you can help plan what will soon become a new front door for the town of Clayton. The town's Gateway 42 project is looking at enhancing the area around the intersection of Highway 42 and US 70. WRL's Naya Harden joins us with how you can weigh in on those plans. Naya?
Well, this is the area where the gateway is. This is going to be really important for the town, and they say that's why they want to do it right. This is going to be one of the most important routes to get people in and out of Clayton. And then you have to think about this town being one of the fastest growing towns in the state, only 25 minutes away from Raleigh. Gate 42 is a campaign 10 to 20 year type of plan. People who live and work in Clayton, they're going to have a chance to talk about what they want to see in this area. They'll also want to hear about residential and business growth, what people think about that. The town says it's important to get ahead on this early because they want to avoid problems in the future.
We really want to be able to try and plan for that growth, understanding there will be a good bit of residential growth, but also plan for whatever non-residential growth may come as well. And thinking through, trying to plan ahead so that we can mitigate any potential negative impacts that may come from the growth, such as traffic, environmental impacts, or other things.
And tonight's discussion is going to be at 6 o'clock. That'll be at the Clayton Community Center on Amelia Church Road. If you can't make it tonight, they do have a survey where you can provide feedback. You can visit the WRL News app to get that information. Naya Harden, WRL News in Clayton.
Coming up on 10 minutes after 8 on your Tuesday, your next trip to the movies could get a lot more expensive depending on where you want to sit. Now, just ahead, the new pricing system that is stirring up controversy at AMC Theaters. Plus,
she comes bearing gifts. Come on in here, Mom. Come on in here, Mom.
It's a special gift from Mom as she prepares to watch her two sons become the first ever to compete against each other in the Super Bowl this weekend.
honored to bring us some cookies. Looks great, right? Lots of treats in the weather, though, at least for the next couple of days. But some big changes getting into the weekend. It looks like parts of the weekend could be a little wetter than it looked like yesterday. I'll show you the details coming up. Good morning to you, Lewisburg. Starting off nice and sunny. A little chilly out there still. You'll need the jacket if you're heading out the door. But you probably can ditch the jacket later on. We're going to get up into the 60s. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here showing us all the pretty blue skies all over our viewing area. It's so nice out there. It was so nice to see the sunshine yesterday. That allowed our temperatures to climb into the mid-60s in the triangle. And we're going to see the same thing today. But it has been colder this morning, still a bit chillier than it was this time yesterday. Apex, Chapel Hill, a few high thin clouds. Goldsboro, Durham, the same story. But we'll see lots of sunshine and a nice warm up. 65 for this afternoon, similar to yesterday, but then 70 Wednesday and 72 Thursday. We're still above normal on Friday at 66, but we're likely to see rain for much of the day Friday and into the weekend. This is our next system. We have a big dip in the jet stream. Low pressure systems rotate counterclockwise. When we have a dip in the jet stream, you can see how that starts that counterclockwise flow. So we have a low that's going to develop here. As a matter of fact, we're already starting to see that. You can see the cold front here and some rain that's starting to pop up along it. It's likely to bring us some severe storms near the Gulf Coast over the next couple of days, but right now it doesn't look like we would have as good a chance for severe storms. Here it comes. We'll push it ahead to Thursday at 6 a.m. and we're nice and dry. Good flow coming out of the south, warming us up to almost a record high on Thursday. We'll likely end the day with a light shower or two. Doesn't look like a whole lot. And then the front comes through Friday, and that'll bring us some rain Friday morning and for much of the day on Friday. We'll pause it here and you can see at 5 o'clock, most of the viewing area seeing rain. And then here's how things differ now than they did yesterday. This front's going to stall here, and we're going to see another wave riding along it, bringing more rain in for Saturday. This is Saturday at 6 a.m. You can see some scattered light rain, and then another push of rain into the afternoon. Now, technically, this is showing most of the rain during the afternoon from the triangle area eastward, but boy, that is a subtle difference there, and most likely we'll see some changes to that between now and Saturday. So keep checking back, and we'll see. It may speed back up again. It may slow down even more, but keep in mind, yesterday we didn't have much of a chance for rain on Saturday. That chance has really gone up today. We've given it about a 50% chance. Right now, it still looks like we would dry out for Sunday. Our chance for severe storms for tomorrow is down here in the deep south across the lower Mississippi Valley, and that's a level 2 risk. On Thursday, it just moves slightly eastward for parts of Alabama, Georgia, and Florida, and it's a level 1 risk. Our late week rain couldn't rule out a stray shower late Thursday, and then a good chance of rain on Friday. Right now, 50% on Saturday, but we may have to bump that up a little bit. Currently, it looks dry for Super Bowl Sunday. If you're headed out to a party at 6:30, kickoff time 47 around the Triangle area and 65 in Arizona where the Super Bowl will be. You know they're going to have nice weather for that. We're looking at cool temperatures over the weekend. We're back to the 50s Saturday and Sunday, but temperatures start to rebound Monday. I'll show you what the chances are that that continues next week. Coming up, Brian.
Here at 8:15, some new information we're getting about all these crashes that we are following around the area. We have new information about this incident on I-40 westbound just before Jones Sausage Road. This is a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane of I-40 westbound between 70 Business and Jones Sausage. We're now up to an almost 40-minute delay as you head between 42 up toward the Jones Sausage interchange, and that's where you need to head this morning to get to 40 westbound. That'll put you on the other side of all those delays. It is a solid delay all the way from the Cleveland community through Garner on 40 west this morning. We have a crash also in East Raleigh with injuries. This is new in the past few minutes on Trawick Road right around Colwood Drive. This is just south of Skycrest Drive. We are seeing some delays in both directions as they work to get that cleared. Knightdale Boulevard, a crash at Parkstone Town Boulevard just to the east of the 540 interchange. Those delays continue there around the Smithfield Road area. Around the rest of the triangle, you see those big delays there in Garner kind of off to themselves. We're not really seeing other big problems this morning. US 1 through Cary looking pretty good all the way up toward Raleigh. 40 westbound looks fine, leaving Raleigh heading out toward the airport. In South Durham, still have this crash reported at Fayetteville Road at MLK Parkway, but in the past few minutes, sensor data is indicating the traffic's flowing a little more freely through that intersection.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center, the Milwaukee Police Department just wrapped up a very emotional briefing following an officer being killed in the line of duty early this morning. The police chief made an impassioned plea to the community for the violence to stop. He also lauded his police officers and fellow officers for the dedicated work to the community. This all happened early this morning when officers showed up at that particular scene in Milwaukee looking for a suspected robbery suspect. A chase ensued, shots were fired, and when the dust settled, a 37-year-old police officer died. He was transported to the hospital with those injuries, but he died at the hospital. We're told by the police chief that the suspect, a 19-year-old man, also dead. That officer had been with the department for 4 years.
Ken, thanks for that update, sad as it is. Back to our coverage now, the deadly earthquake in Syria and Turkey. WREL spoke with a U.S. ambassador, former U.S. ambassador of Turkey, who now lives in the Triangle. Robert Pearson says he's been trying to contact friends in that area, but hasn't heard anything back yet. He said it'll take a huge amount of international aid to help Turkey and Syria recover. But he says small donations make a big difference, too.
Well, I think they should get involved to show support for these victims of the earthquake and the resulting difficulty in their lives.
The American-Turkish Association of North Carolina is accepting donations now. Members say they'll direct them where they're needed. We have a link on WREL.com. Just search Turkey earthquake.
Two teenagers accused of killing 19-year-old Hamilton Woods in Franklin County will be back in court on Friday. Gavin Lloyd Miller and Dylan Thomas Piper each have a bond set at $5 million. They're both charged with second-degree murder. A special prosecutor will be working on this case after a request from the Woods family attorney. A large group of people gathered at yesterday's hearing to support Woods' family.
He was so family-oriented. He was so passionate about his friends being involved with family events. Hamilton, it just brought so much love to the community.
Woods' family is also asking the FBI to investigate the Franklin County Sheriff's Office. They say they have concerns about the connection between one of the suspect's family members and the court system. The district attorney told WREL that person has not worked for his office in 3 years. A portion of Highway 701 near the Johnston-Sampson County line is back open this morning after a crash. A tractor trailer and another vehicle crashed near Harper House Road around 7 o'clock last night. At least one person was hurt. State Highway Patrol is working to figure out the cause of the crash.
The battle over artificial intelligence is heating up. Microsoft is planning a big briefing today, and it comes just 10 days after it spent $10 billion to expand its OpenAI. That's the service responsible for ChatGPT, which can answer questions and write essays with just a prompt. Microsoft plans to incorporate it into its search engine, Bing. The reveal comes one day after Google shared a first look at its ChatGPT rival, Bard.
If you want to get the best seat at an AMC theater, it's now going to cost you. The movie chain has announced it's introducing new ticket pricing depending on where you sit. There will be three options. First is standard price, which will be for the most common seats. And if you want a seat in the middle of the theater, you'll have to pay a premium. If you'd rather save money and get the cheapest seat, the front row will now cost less than a regular ticket. The new pricing is set to hit all AMC theaters before the end of the year.
What took them so long? I mean, planes do it, right?
Right, right.
It was only a matter of time. Newest Black Panther movie is setting records for Disney Plus, and there's some more movie news to cover. David Daniel has it all in today's Hollywood Minute.
They called him Kukulkan, the Feather Serpent God.
A record for Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Disney Plus says the sequel is the most watched Marvel film premiere globally in the streaming service's history, based on hours streamed in its first 5 days. Wakanda Forever is up for 5 Academy Awards.
Slick your hair and wear your buckle shoes. And all that jazz.
Speaking of Oscars, Chicago won 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Supporting Actress for Catherine Zeta-Jones. Now it's out in a limited edition 20th anniversary Blu-ray Steelbook, featuring hours of bonus content, including more than a dozen extended musical performances.
My cup's a little extra, Thank you very much.
You strike me as someone who doesn't stick to things.
This is where I belong. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Baby, I'm burning out of control.
Yeah, you're weird enough. I'll give you that.
Here's a look at Crew Boylan in Seriously Red as a woman who dreams of becoming the world's top Dolly Parton impersonator. Seriously Red debuts Friday in theaters and on VOD. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Preparations are in full swing for the Super Bowl. This is a live look right now out there in Glendale, Arizona, just outside Phoenix. Philadelphia Eagles will face the Kansas City Chiefs. You can watch the game Sunday here on Fox 50. Kickoff is at 6:30. One of the big storylines this year, the matchup between brothers, Chiefs Travis Kelce and the Eagles' Jason Kelce. But this morning, it's their mom, Donna, making headlines.
And just like mom, when she knows her boys had a big battle, she comes bearing gifts. Come on in here, mom. Come on in here, mom. Mom, Donna.
Yeah, mom shows up with cookies. Why not? Oh, Donna Kelce shows up wearing the two-sided jersey, one Eagles and one Chiefs on each side. Median night brought cookies to both her sons.
That's so cute.
Chocolate chip with both white and dark chocolate.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Right? Okay. I like the double jersey. I mean, she has to do that. She can't wear just one. She's got to support both her sons. So.
It is a house divided.
Yes.
Somehow they'll all come together and they'll have one winner.
Yeah, right. That's right. Well, if you're having trouble getting into your email this morning, you're not alone.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Good Tuesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We're tracking some traffic backups in Garner. Brian Trader is here with the latest, Brian.
A disabled vehicle on 40 westbound. Just before you get to the Jones Sausage Road interchange, you can see a still image from the camera showing where they have that left lane blocked right now between Business 70 and Jones Sausage Road. Right now, we're calculating a 31-minute delay on the sensors. It's improving maybe a little bit according to the latest data. The best alternate route for you coming in from 42 is going to be out to Old Stage Road, and then you head up to Garner, pick up Timber and Hammond, and join I-40 on the other side of all this. That's going to save you between 5 and 10 minutes, according to the latest update.
Beautiful day there. Take a live look at Sanford, and you can see lots of sunshine. There's been a little bit of high, thin cloud cover out there this morning. We'll see that on and off today, but more sunshine than anything. It's been a chilly morning. We dropped down to freezing in some spots, but we're starting to warm on up into the mid-30s in most places now. Walking the dog this morning, getting a little bit cool, but by mid-afternoon, our temperatures are in the mid-60s, and walking the dog this evening feels pleasant at 6 o'clock, 57 degrees. All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Addressing threats at schools will be top of mind today as Wake County's Board of Education meets. Members will discuss what action they can take after lockdowns at 6 schools on Friday. As of now, Wake County school leaders tell WREL they don't keep a list of threats against schools. Today's meeting starts at 3:30. And the town of Clayton is asking for your help in creating a major gateway to the community. Leaders are holding a forum tonight on a plan to reshape the area around Highway 42 and the U.S. 70 intersection, which is growing fast. Tonight's hearing runs from 6 to 8 at the Clayton Community Center on Amelia Church Road. Next on Fox 50, a case of violent road rage at a Durham gas station is caught on camera as police search for a gunman. And ahead on today, Catherine Schwarzenegger Pratt is live in Studio 1A.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Safety, security, and social media threats on school campuses. That is the topic Wake County leaders are addressing today. We're at one school that was directly impacted by this firsthand with how the district is finding solutions.
And here at 8:30, we are tracking some big delays on I-40 westbound through Garner. I will show you the alternate route that could save you about 10 minutes.
And what you can expect as President Biden prepares to address a divided Congress for the first time, as you look live on Capitol Hill right now. Loving all these live looks around the Triangle and beyond this morning. I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your routine.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We always like to start off with some good news, right? And the good news is our weather, our sunny weather. Little chilly right now. You definitely need the jacket, but not later.
No, it's going to be beautiful. Top yesterday, and yesterday was pretty good for February. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center right now.
Yeah, as Michelle said, it was a little bit chilly this morning. We dropped down into the upper 20s in a few places, but we're starting to see a nice warm up with all this sunshine. We take a live look over North Hills, a few high, thin clouds, but we'll definitely see more sunshine than anything today. And our wind begins to come from the south, and that's really going to push more warmth up into our area. So it won't be this cold tomorrow morning. Right now, it's 30 in Roxborough, 31 South Hill, 32 in Rocky Mount, Wilson and Goldsboro, 35 currently in Southern Pine. So we're on our way to a milder morning. And then a nice afternoon. Temperatures climbed into the mid-60s yesterday. That's what we'll see today. And tomorrow, we could climb up to nearly 70, and the sunshine sticks around. But not all week. I'm going to show you what's changed with our forecast for the weekend. Coming up, Brian.
Here at just about 8:32, we've been following breaking news in Garner this morning. A disabled vehicle on 40 westbound between Business 70 and Jones Sausage Road. Here's a look at that camera there, a still image from the camera, and they have moved all of this over to the shoulder. So we are seeing all travel lanes open now between Business 70 and Jones Sausage Road. But of course, with all of that traffic volume at this point in the morning commute, seeing some pretty heavy delays, especially between 42 up toward the Business 70 interchange. Latest update indicates that's about a 30-minute backup. Now, coming in from the McGee's Crossroads area, you might run into a little bit more of a delay approaching 42. Also, look out for some ramp delays in both directions of 42 approaching I-40, and that ramp from the westbound Clayton bypass onto I-40 westbound is pretty solidly backed up. If you want to think about an alternate route to avoid all of this, consider using 42 out to Cornwallis Road, and then from there you head up, it turns into Rainer Road up to Business 70, and you can rejoin 40 westbound on the other side of those delays. But with this trend, the traffic clearing up a little bit there, I don't know if I consider the alternate route. I think we're seeing enough improvement there on 40 westbound that it's probably best just to stick with that through the Clayton bypass.
All right, thank you, Brian. For the first time since a wave of threats and lockdowns at Wake County schools, district leaders will discuss how to respond. WREL's Laura Levine has been following the story. She's at East Millbrook Magnet Middle School with the district's response to school security.
When parents drop their students off at school, the last thing they want to get a call about is a potential threat and lockdown. East Millbrook Middle School here behind me is one of six schools that went through that experience recently. And the threats have caused panic and disruptive school days. That's what's pushing school leaders to take a harder look at solutions. The Wake County Public School System Board of Education will take this conversation up today at its scheduled board meeting. The school board was already set to get an update on its school safety assessment and improvements, but board chair Lindsay Mahaffey tells us they will take a deeper look at safety and security when it comes to addressing school threats. Some school leaders have also called on lawmakers to step in to strengthen laws that will hold people accountable.
It is concerning, so we're doing the work that we can as a school system. We are going to hear from representatives from Be Smart to talk about safe gun storage at our next board meeting. And I hope that families will tune in, because if you are a gun owner, or it's important that we make sure that our children do not get their hands on firearms for a multitude of reasons, and school safety being one of them.
This is a conversation that we will continue to follow. That meeting begins at 3:30 this afternoon. Laura Levine, WRL News, Raleigh.
Breaking news in Turkey. The search is expanding now for survivors after that deadly earthquake. Just in the past few hours, we learned the number of dead from the earthquake yesterday morning is now more than 5,000. That includes nearly 3,400 in Turkey and about 1,600 people in Syria. And at least 20,000 other people are hurt. The U.S., China, and Iran, just a few of the countries now sending aid to help in rescue efforts there. The freezing temperatures are making it harder for first responders to save lives. It is snowing in some parts there. Officials expect the death toll to rise in the hours ahead.
New this morning, we now know the name of a woman whose body was found on the side of the road in Cumberland County. The sheriff's office identified her as 35-year-old Ashley Chambers of Fayetteville. Her body was found on River Road in Wade. Deputies have been working to identify her since the discovery last Friday. They have not released any information about how she died.
Investigators are asking for help finding the gunman involved in a violent case of road rage in Durham. This is dramatic surveillance video captured the whole encounter here at the Handy Hugo's off Highway 70 near Pleasant Drive. You see a man firing shots at a car, even with people standing right in the nearby area. And we spoke with a firearm expert who says the shooter was using an AR pistol, which is normally meant for military use.
The military uses them for, you know, clearing bunkers, clearing, you know, dwellings. This is a close combat gun.
No one was hurt in the shooting. Investigators say they're looking for the driver of that white Audi you saw in this video earlier.
Today, a Johnston County commissioner accused of sex crimes involving a teenager is set to face a judge. Richard Braswell is charged with taking indecent liberties with a minor. The 73-year-old was arrested last June after a girl and her family called police. Relatives say the girl knew Braswell for many years. He's out of jail ahead of today's court appearance.
President Biden will deliver his second State of the Union address tonight on Capitol Hill, where you're looking live right now. It'll be his first speech to a divided Congress since he took office. Here's what we're expecting in tonight's address. The president will tackle gun control, crime, and police reform. He'll also point to progress in fighting inflation as well as raising the debt ceiling. The president is also expected to ask Congress for more support for Ukraine in its fight against Russia. Coverage of the State of the Union address begins tonight at 9 on WRAL.
Happening now, if you're having trouble logging into your Microsoft Outlook account this morning, you are not alone. Microsoft tweeted just before midnight saying it's looking into reports of email issues across the U.S. The company says a recent change it made is making it hard for some users to access, send, or search emails. Microsoft says it's restarting some of its infrastructure to fix the problem. It didn't say how long that's going to take.
New this morning, another oil company is recording huge profits as people are still dealing with those higher prices at the gas pump. Just before 2 a.m., BP announced its annual profits nearly doubled and reached almost $28 billion. Oil and gas giant Shell reported a record profit, $40 billion last week. ExxonMobil and Chevron also saw the same. The strong showing has some consumer advocates calling for higher taxes on those companies.
But oil companies say those profits could shrink as they expect gas prices to fall in the year ahead. We're seeing a little bit of that now. It's in its 3 a.m. update, AAA found the average price for a gallon of gas in North Carolina dropped by a cent in the last day to $3.28. That's lower than last week's average, but it's still well above last month's when prices dropped to $3.15 a gallon.
A push for new affordable housing in Raleigh could gain traction today. City Council is meeting to consider nearly $3.5 million in funding to build new affordable rental housing. The money would also go towards upgrading existing units. At tonight's meeting, city staff will also give council members an update on the homelessness prevention and diversion pilot program. This all begins at 7 p.m. tonight.
We finally have a Powerball winner. One lucky ticket holder is the winner of the fifth largest prize in Powerball history. A ticket sold to somebody very lucky in Washington State. It matched all five numbers and the Powerball in last night's drawing for that $754 million prize. Check your ticket to see if you won a smaller prize. The winning numbers are on your screen. 5, 11, 22, 23, and 69. The Powerball was 7 and the Power Play was 2.
Apple's AirTags have raised concerns before about their use as tracking tools for criminals. But just ahead, we flipped the script here and introduced you to one local family who used an AirTag to track down a criminal themselves. Plus,
heart-wrenching to see how it looked like in yesterday. It looked like a war zone.
Families are devastated after a driver slams into headstones in a local cemetery. The one crucial clue police say the person responsible left behind.
And we're going to hit the mid-60s in a lot of our viewing area today as you look live in the Bull City in Durham. DBAP looks just gorgeous right now. We'll show you how long this warm weather will stick around in your 7-day forecast up next. .843 is the time right now. Longleaf Golf and Family Club right there in Southern Pines. Just gorgeous. Won't be long now. Those fairways will turn green to match up with the putting greens right now. Blue skies and cool temperatures right now. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center, though. It will turn to unseasonably warm later.
It will. Some folks had a jump on it, too, to see them out there. They were wearing their long sleeves and their pants, certainly. But, you know, by this afternoon, you might be able to shed a jacket. We do have some high thin clouds as we take a look over North Hills and downtown Raleigh, looking at that. And we'll see that on and off today, but it's not really going to hinder our warm up. And generally, the sky will look fairly blue. 39 is our current temperature. We jump into the mid 60s by the middle of the afternoon. Right now, it is 32 in Roxborough and in Rocky Mount. Other than that, we're seeing our temperatures climbing. We're mainly still in the 30s, but this morning we had a lot of towns showing up in the 20s, so we're starting to see that nice warm up. Here's where we're headed this afternoon: 66 in Southern Pines, 68 in Clinton, 65 Rocky Mount, 65 Durham, 63 in South Hill. Big warm up continues. You can see all the warmth right here in the middle of the country. This is where temperatures are well above normal. Those dark red colors mean temperatures are way above normal. So we see that for Thursday and even into Friday, but over the weekend we see temperatures dropping a bit, especially for Saturday and Sunday. Our normal high is 54, so we're at least 10 degrees above that today, looking at 70 Wednesday and 72 on Thursday. And that 72 still on track to at least come close to the record, and Raleigh the record 74, Fayetteville's forecast 73, with the record being at 75. So Thursday, we're going to get there. But we will also see some cloud cover as our next system approaches. We could see some rain really late Thursday and for most of Friday. That's going to cool our temperatures off for Saturday and Sunday. But looking ahead to Valentine's week, we have a good chance of above normal temperatures. So if you like this weather, I'll just hold on. In the meantime, though, we're going to get through the weekend. It's going to be beautiful, really, through tomorrow. Increasing clouds for us on Thursday on the very warm day. And then rain for a good bit of Friday, almost the entire day. And it looked like that the rain would move out early Saturday, but the new runs of the computer models overnight are showing that rain lingering, especially in our eastern counties, for most of the day Saturday. So keep checking back. We'll keep tweaking that timeline. It looks like the rain line is going to end up somewhere right around the Triangle area. So some folks are going to potentially see a lot of rain Saturday as well. Right now, it looks like everyone clears out on Sunday. And then by Monday, our temperatures bounce back to 62.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Happening now, Wilson police are trying to track down a hit and run driver who drove right through a cemetery. Police say the driver destroyed 12 headstones at the West Haven Cemetery. The suspects are accused of jumping out of their car and hopping into another car to drive off. Families stopped by the cemetery last night to survey the damage.
My mama died June of last year in my arms, and I'm out here to see her every day. 2 and 3 times.
Police say the person who hit the headstones left their vehicle behind. Investigators have not named any suspects yet.
3 adults and 3 children in Fayetteville are without a home this morning after it caught on fire. The WRL Breaking News tracker was there as firefighters worked to put the flames out on Woodburn Drive last night. No one was hurt, and the Red Cross is assisting that family.
The judge in the Alex Murdaugh double murder trial says evidence of the former attorney's alleged financial fraud will be allowed in court. Murdaugh is facing 99 charges related to a financial fraud in a separate case. Prosecutors say he may have killed his wife and his 22-year-old son because of his money troubles, which they say were about to come to light at the time of the killings back in 2021. We're now more than 2 weeks into Murdaugh's murder trial. He denies having anything to do with his wife and son's murders.
Both chambers of Congress are meeting separately this week to get briefed on the suspected Chinese spy balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina. As John Lawrence shows us, both Democrats and Republicans agree this issue should be taken seriously.
The suspected Chinese spy balloon is grounded, but it's still metaphorically hovering over the United States, especially Washington, D.C.
This is a national security risk. China should not be permitted to do this. It's unfortunate that the balloon was permitted to go all the way across the United States.
President Joe Biden said Monday that the takedown of the balloon didn't damage the U.S.'s relationship with China.
They understand our position. We're not going to back off. We did the right thing. And there's not a bad question of weakening or strengthening. It's just the reality.
According to the Pentagon, at least 3 other suspected Chinese spy balloons entered continental U.S. airspace during the Trump administration.
This is not the first time and will not likely be the last time that the Chinese have sent surveillance balloons over the continental U.S.
On Thursday, sources say the Senate and the House are scheduled to hold separate classified briefings on the balloon.
The Chinese Communist Party is a very real threat to Americans. We have no beef with the Chinese people. It's about the continued provocation by the military apparatus and the Chinese Communist Party.
That was John Lawrence reporting. Japan's deputy chief cabinet secretary says officials there are now looking at potential links between China's balloon in the U.S. and flying objects that were reported to have flown over Japan in the past.
North Carolina leaders will vote today on whether to give $55 million for a new jail in Wayne County. The county is proposing a 62,000-square-foot building with 220 beds. It would be built in the parking lot of the existing jail in Goldsboro. The local government commission will vote on the funding at its meeting this afternoon.
A family in Cary is sharing their story after they used a $29 Apple AirTag to track down their stolen car. Doorbell camera video shows the thieves driving off with Antar and Leslie Muhammad's Toyota Camry. It was parked right outside the family's home in West Cary. And they found it using the Find My Phone app with the AirTag and located it 12 miles away in Durham. Police say three people accused of taking that car crashed the car before they were arrested. The Muhammads say they're still encouraging families to use AirTags and similar items if they find themselves in the same situation.
Dozens of dogs are in need of new homes after being rescued from a backyard breeder in the Triangle. Freedom Ride Rescue says about 50 dogs in total were being housed in inhumane conditions at the breeder. The Raleigh-based rescue is now housing nine of the dogs. The rest went to other rescues in North Carolina and Virginia. The rescue says the dogs had never lived inside and were covered in matted hair and suffered from health challenges, including heartworm and Lyme disease.
Two more major companies are planning to slash their workforce in the days ahead. Dell announced it would be cutting about 5% of its staff. That's around 6,600 jobs. The tech company is blaming the move on rising interest rates. Meanwhile, Boeing says it plans to lay off about 2,000 employees, mostly in finances and human resources. The airplane company says this is part of an effort to streamline its workforce. Last month, Boeing announced it would actually hire 10,000 more workers this year.
And there are still lots of companies hiring out there. Veterans looking for work are invited to a virtual job fair today. The DAV and Recruit Military are hosting the Eastern Region Virtual Career Fair from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. At least 65 companies are taking part in that event. You can register online at recruitmilitary.com.
One of the biggest movies of all time sails back into theaters this weekend as Titanic celebrates its 25th anniversary. Rick Damigella talked with James Cameron about the re-release.
I've got you. I won't let go.
Titanic is celebrating its 25th anniversary with a theatrical re-release. The film debuted in North American theaters on December 19, 1997. The slight delay to the anniversary release is likely, and rightly, due to James Cameron's latest blockbuster, Avatar: The Way of Water, which arrived in theaters just 3 days before Titanic's anniversary.
It's interesting to have a film that's 25 years old that people still want to see and still want to go to theaters to see. That's very gratifying that the film has been embraced by the zeitgeist, not just in its moment, but generationally. And I think people know instinctively that the theatrical experience of the film will be more profound, more powerful.
I'm the king of the world!
What do we want to do these days? If we're going to go to a theater, we want it to be kind of a sure thing. We want it to be something that we know is going to be extraordinary. You know, so Top Gun, right? Spider-Man, Way of Water, you know. We know these are going to be extraordinary experiences to get us up on our hind legs and into our car and go through all the hassle and the parking and the popcorn and all that sort of thing.
You jump high, jump right.
And I think Titanic is kind of an evergreen that makes that promise. You're going to have an experience.
I'm flying.
Seeing it again in Hollywood, I'm Rick Damigella.
She thinks she's flying.
She is.
She asked Jack.
Rose is flying.
So Titanic has been remastered in 4K resolution for this anniversary. And if you see it in an AMC theater, be ready to pay for
to
those
pay
premium
more
seats.
If you want to sit in the middle of the theater. You know who I'm taking to see this?
Tell me.
My boyfriend.
Have you not seen this?
I have.
Okay.
He has never seen Titanic. I'm like, how have you never seen Titanic? It's an iconic movie. And he said, let's go. Let's go see the movie. So we're going to go. We'll pay for premium.
His initiative. Okay. So, all right. It's got to pass the test. You got to see Titanic, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. These are the rules. Before we go to break, here are the winning lottery numbers. And we'll also get another check on weather and traffic next.